Does it have a Twitter account? Did you know the Twitter logo was a mountain blooper?
In 1922, Paul Klee painted a clever image of twittering birds on a blue canvas. Sort of, a twitter in blue? He called the painting the Twittering Machine. Unlike the time period of the present musical work, Klee was an artist concerned with line and color, blue skies,
smiling at me,
birds,
like morning birds,
the birds of Alfred Hitchcock, and clouds. It's great to have a talking computer, isn't it? We don't need live narrators. Color is the place where our brain and the universe meet. He would probably not be sitting at a computer, twittering, tweeting short messages. Klee's era was one of science and industry. The thoughts that machines could do everything. But Klee thought that the worst state of affairs was when science and technology began to concern themselves with art. I doubt he would envision music made on a computer with a computerized voice like mine talking to you while you watched the live clarinet performer twittering. Maybe we don't even need a live clarinetist.
Oh, shut up!
Oops. Sorry. Klee was a musician as well as a visual artist. Might his birds have been symbols of music itself? Like the songbirds that fascinated Olivier Messiaen? Decided it was ideal. The definition was a short burst of inconsequential information and jerks from birds, and that describes the product perfectly. Paul Dukas used to say, "Listen to the birds. They are the great masters."
When the bird bath is full, the new feeder too. Extending welcome to all birds flying through. Though your time may be short, I hope you will stop to sing me a song from a nearby rooftop.
What's this? Another rhapsody in Twitter?
Higher still, and higher, from the earth, thou springest, like a cloud, the fire, the blue deep, thou winging, and singing, till thou pour, and pouring, ever singest.
Sorry, dude, you're the bird, sorry, dude, you're the bird, take me back to Birdland.
1675 Broadway at 52nd Street.
Thank you, bird, the birdie will be under the light.